This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
I don't know if the guy we're about to call is cheating or not, but I do think that what he's doing is weird. And either way, I think he needs to be at least told to knock it off.
Yeah?
Hey, you, stop that.
When you guys hear what he's doing, I think both of you, Alex and English 7, will agree with me that somebody needs to say, hey, you, stop that.
Okay.
We'll get to all that in just a second, because Maria is on the phone and she thinks that her husband of 3 years is at the very least being creepy, but might be cheating on her. So we'll find out.
Oh God!
Right now, Maria, thanks for emailing the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for contacting me. The situation overall is super awkward.
I bet it is. Well, what is he doing? What's going on?
So I have been married for 3 years, and my husband is a part-time photographer. It's his side gig.
Okay.
So recently, he started taking photos of pageant girls.
Oh,
that's random.
Pageant girls.
How does he get a hold of pageant girls?
He says he just fell into it. And so
fall into pageant girls?
I don't know. He is good at what he does. So people often seek him out and ask him to take photos. So I'm assuming that's what just happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
He is spending all of his time with these other women. We haven't spent any time together recently. So that's another flag, where it's not only is he around pageant girls all the time, but he doesn't have time for me.
What type of pictures are these?
Yeah.
Well, before they were like normal headshots, and now they're really, it's a lot of photos of like women in nature. Like the girls are all in
women
nature.
Women in nature.
Like it's outside.
It's outside. And the girls are completely dolled up in their pageant dresses, just posing outside. And pageant girls obviously love getting their photos taken. It's just there's so many of them that it's now an all the time thing.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And he'll take the photos and he posts them on his social media. And for example, on Facebook, he'll write this whole little paragraph about how great it was to work with them and what their strengths are. It weirds me out.
That is.
I've been pretty quiet so far because the whole pageant thing weirds me out anyway.
It does.
That they're like, you know, these kids are dressing up as full-grown adults and being judged by men sometimes.
Right. Or full-grown adults acting like they're still 17.
Yeah.
You know, it's strange. Is that the only issue? I mean, that issue, in my opinion, is big enough?
There's one more thing.
Okay.
Oh God, of course.
You know how ads on your phone, like if you're scrolling through social media, will pick up on anything you've recently searched?
Oh, yeah. They're tailored to you.
Yes, it is tailored. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. So he was showing me something on his phone and an ad popped up for lingerie. And I know I haven't recently received any lingerie. There's no special, no anniversary is coming up. So I don't think he's aware how ads work. He's not very savvy with the internet and social media. Mm-hmm. He screenshotted an ad and it was for women's underwear. Mm-hmm. And he said, ha ha ha, marketing needs to do a better job. This shouldn't be directed towards me. But that would only pop up if he was looking for it.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
He actually put himself on blast.
Oh my God. Like he didn't know they're tailored to him. And he's posting it like,
oh God.
Wow.
Like they got it wrong. That's crazy.
That is.
And I bet everybody else is like,
That means you've been searching for women's underwear. So, all right. Well, it definitely sounds strange at the very least. If he's a photographer, is there a store that he likes to go to all the time?
Yes. Cameras.
Okay. Well, we'll just call from there then. I'm sure he probably shops there enough that they have his phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll pretend to be from the camera store with a special, like a gift card and some flowers to send to someone and see whose name he gives us. Okay. If he gives us your name or someone else's.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll play a song, come back, and then see if he is cheating or just kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
Reward of the Roses to catch a cheater. Next.
It's time.
This is the moment in the show where I usually try to come up with some really out there scenario on why someone might not be cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like I make up, maybe there is a private investigator or
secret agent.
Working for a secret agent. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thing like that. That's why they're not cheating. But I can't even do it with today's because it's just kind of strange.
It's too darn creepy.
Yeah. Maria's on the phone for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater. She thinks that her husband might be being unfaithful to her because he's a photographer and he recently started taking pictures of pageant girls, mm-hmm, or women, and spending a lot of time with them.
Weird.
That's kind of weirded her out because he's never done that before.
Yeah.
Also, the other day, he posted a picture on his social media of an ad that he got on his phone that he was making fun of because he said it was strange how it was directed at him, but it was an ad for women's underwear. And anybody who knows social media or how advertising works now, if you type in something on your phone enough or you say things around the microphone enough, if you've given it access, it'll start to show you ads, mm-hmm, of the things that you're interested in. So he's been, obviously interested enough in women's underwear that it's popping up as ads on his phone.
I don't think he said it one time as well. I think that's quite a few times that he's talked about lingerie.
And Maria says that she has not gotten any women's underwear or lingerie as a gift from him, right?
Yeah, that's sketchy.
No, I have not gotten any lingerie, mm-hmm, or any sexy anything from him in a very long time.
All right. Well, we're going to try to call him right now from the camera store that he goes to all the time and offer him a gift card and some flowers to send to somebody and see if he gives us your name. And Maria, if you do find out that he is cheating, I mean, I would imagine all the stuff that you've told us about, the weird photography sessions and the women's underwear, it might actually be a relief.
A blessing.
Like, I can just move on because it sounds like you are not in a really good place in general.
No, the whole thing is creeping me out. And okay. I just want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've only been married 3 years. So maybe, it just took a long time for him to show who he really is. I don't know. We'll call him and see, and then we'll take it from there. I'm going to dial his phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, this is Samson calling from camera. I was looking for Dave.
Yeah, this is Dave.
Dave, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I am doing pretty good today. Thank you very much for asking. The reason, though, that I'm calling you today is that we are doing a love of photography promotion. And what we're doing is we're offering some of our best customers a $100 gift card for anything in the store and some flowers that you can send to someone special in your life.
Oh, really?
Do you like free stuff? Stupid question, right?
Yeah.
It's all free.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I could definitely use $100 to spend there.
Okay, $100, and don't forget the flowers that you can send to somebody.
Even better, yeah.
You got a special person in your life?
I definitely do, yes.
Okay, great. Well, we can get the gift card emailed to you. No big deal. For the flowers, I can get them sent out right now. I would just need to get name, address, and all that stuff. So why don't we start with the name? Who would you like to send the flowers to?
Yes. Can you guys send it to Sabrina?
Sabrina?
Yes.
It's Sabrina. Would you like to put anything on a card that comes with it? There's also a card.
Can I say, I promise we will be together. We'll be free together, very soon.
Okay. And that was Sabrina.
Yes, Sabrina.
Sorry, I'm shouting it, but I'm just wondering if Maria heard me say Sabrina.
Oh, I heard you. Hi, Dave.
Maria?
Yes, Maria, your wife. The one you've apparently been cheating on.
Okay, I'm really confused. I don't know what's going on.
You're confused? How do you think I feel? Are you kidding me right now? Who is Sabrina?
I don't know. Maria, I don't know. Where's the Ella guy? I don't know how you got on the phone. I don't know what's happening right now.
Oh, I can tell you how she got on the phone. It's because we called her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how phones work.
Yep.
She wanted us to.
You guys, the store called her?
No, we're not from the camera store. This is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
I'm Alex.
I'm Anfin.
So you're on the phone with three people and also your wife, Maria, who thought you might be cheating on her. So she asked us to see if we could catch you and find out if she was right.
I'm not cheating. You guys, this is a mistake. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you're not.
Oh, you're not cheating on me. Then who the f*** is Sabrina? And what did the card mean? We're going to be free to be together soon? What does that mean, Dave?
She's just a friend. It's like a joke. It's just a friend I take a photos of. Yeah, she's just like, we're going to be free together to take some photos soon.
Oh.
You are a terrible liar, Dave.
I'm not cheating.
You are clearly cheating.
No, she's just a friend.
No. They always say that she's just a friend, but I mean, everything that your wife has talked to us about, the pageant queens and the weird underwear ad, you're definitely cheating.
What? I mean, what are you talking about?
Are you kidding? The underwear ad that popped up and then you stupidly posted on Facebook.
That was really dumb.
Yep.
Idiot.
Spending all of your time with women that are half of your age, which just so you know is super creepy. And not spending any time at all with me. And now you're sending flowers to Sabrina.
Free to be together very soon?
Yeah.
And you're saying that's because of a photography session that's coming up?
Yeah. Maria, you've always been jealous. You've always been jealous.
I'm
finally getting successful. And I'm sorry I'm going to have to take pictures of women, but there's all a very successful, pretty, beautiful woman, and that kind of intimidates you. And I don't know what you're talking about, the underwear ad. I just thought that was a funny story, so I posted
it. Okay, no, see, here's the thing, though, with the underwear ad. If you've been searching for something a lot on your phone, it'll show you ads of common words and phrases and things that you've been looking for or things that you've bought before. So, obviously, you have searched or bought women's underwear recently, and it's showing up in your phone as an ad.
And then you posted it, you dummy.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Well, that's what happens.
Dave, it is obvious to everyone on the phone call that you are clearly doing something creepy or shady. What is going on? Who is Sabrina?
She's just someone I take pictures of, and this is ridiculous. You're acting crazy. You are acting crazy.
I just feel you
feel intimidated with these women I take pictures of, and obviously I feel more comfortable with them than I do with you, my own wife.
Oh, so, wow.
I'm done. I can't do this anymore. He's making me feel like I'm crazy.
Yeah, you're not.
Clearly,
no.
This isn't salvageable. Yeah.
I hung up on Dave, by the way.
Good.
Which is cool because now he's free to be on the phone with whoever. But I hung up on him. And he's obviously not being faithful to you, right?
There's no question now. Like, he's a dick.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing to save if he doesn't even want to admit or like be honest about anything. I don't want to keep doing this. This is dead. Yep. There's nothing to revive.
Yep.
You shouldn't keep doing it. He sounds terrible.
He is terrible. Thank you guys so much. I will be better off.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, good luck, okay? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best,
For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.